a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. It is Wednesday, the 21st day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 48 degrees.
Crash-free and delay-free so far on our roadways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Rocky Mountain Power warning this morning, warning some customers in Summit County they may shut off their power to cut down the wildfire risk.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Conditions are dry and dangerous, and wind can blow debris into power lines and spark more fires. So Rocky Mountain Power spokesman Spencer Hall says a blackout, possibly today and tomorrow, would be a proactive step to avoid catastrophe.
Now, we're not there yet. We're going to be watching, and this would only affect about 2,000 customers, but we want those customers to be ready.
This would be those customers in the Sundance and Summit Park communities of Summit County. Rocky Mountain Power saying update that emergency contact information so they can get the word out quickly if they need to. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We're still following at least two significant fires that are still burning right now in our area. First, firefighters say they're getting close to full containment of the Fire Canyon Fire. That's in Summit County. That's at 70% containment with about 1,500 acres burned so far. In Provo Canyon, the Range Fire is still burning as well. The last update we had from firefighters there had the fire at 10% contained with about 3,500 acres burned.
A legislative panel endorsed a proposal that would increase penalties for repeat or extreme DUI offenders. Extreme offenders are drivers with a blood alcohol level of 0.16 or greater, or who have multiple drugs in their system. 19 other states have similar laws on the books. The bill will go before committee early in the 2021 legislative session.
Parents were given 15 minutes to comment on emails and text messages between members of the Salt Lake City School Board. KSL-TV's Brittany Tate reports some of those messages appear unprofessional and may have violated Utah's open meetings laws.
We reached out to all seven board members, giving them an opportunity to comment. It was only Nemelka who chose to take our invitation. Now, before their public board meeting, we do know that there was a closed-door meeting. In that private meeting, we also know that both litigation and talk of character were addressed.
Those emails and text messages were discovered by a parent who filed a public records request after the board voted to return to school using only virtual classes.
If you're headed to Provo, you still need a mask, even though the city is getting rid of its mask mandate. City Council member George Handley voted to repeal the mandate last night so people wouldn't get confused with state requirements, which say you have to wear face coverings in most public places.
This is not an abdication of our own responsibility or any expression of change of heart about the seriousness of the pandemic or the importance of mask wearing and social distancing.
Provo saw a surge in coronavirus cases after tens of thousands of college students went back to class this summer.
President Trump going after a journalist again.
This time it's 60 Minutes correspondent Leslie Stahl. ABC White House correspondent Cecilia Vega has more.
Now in the president's line of fire, the show 60 Minutes. He did a sit down with Leslie Stahl, the journalist at the White House yesterday. It appears he was not very happy with how it turned out. He is talking about it on Twitter. He is threatening to now release what he says is the full interview before it actually airs on Sunday. But this is one of those continual points of frustration for people close to the president who wish he would stay focused and talk about the one issue they see as the winning issue for him, the economy in this final stretch.
Former President Obama returning to Philadelphia for the first time in person in the 2020 campaign event for Joe Biden. He'll be speaking today at a drive-in rally where supporters will listen to him over the radio inside their cars. This format underscores the challenge Democrats face in generating enthusiasm and getting out the vote in a year when they're chosen small socially distanced events instead of big rallies. Meanwhile, President Trump continues to target key battleground states. He was in Pennsylvania yesterday, headed to North Carolina today.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett has submitted her written responses to questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oak says Judge Barrett didn't say much about issues that may eventually come before the court.
The judge's written responses shed little light on voting issues. She refused to say if a president should encourage illegal voting activity or if communities of color have a harder time accessing ballots.
The Judiciary Committee will vote tomorrow on whether to send the nomination to the full Senate.
KSL weather with Kristen Van Dyke. One last day of warmer than normal temperatures.
Lots of changes in store for our forecast. Today we'll go into the mid-70s for highs, keeping our temperatures about 10 to even 20 degrees above average for many of us. But then tomorrow a cold front approaches and that brings in a dramatic drop in those temperatures. But the biggest change is going to be this weekend when the storm system moves in. Sunday night into Monday, we could be looking at a widespread freeze for the Wasatch Front.
Kristen says our highs on Sunday and Monday, how about 45 degrees?
Coming up on KSL, human evolution could put an end to an informal rite of passage for Latter-day Saint missionaries.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
We're looking good on our freeway right now, all the way between Ogden and Provo in both directions. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL News time is 6:05.
Presidential debate, special coverage on Utah's morning news and throughout the day. Listen on Alexa, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. I hear you have a new promotion going on as we head into colder weather.
We do. From October till the end of the year, when you buy any lift chair, one of our comfortable electric beds, or a scooter from Alpine, we'll include a luxury Serenone blanket.
I love those blankets. They're so soft and the quality.
These are the best blankets I own. Just like Alpine, Serenone is a Utah-owned family company right out of Cache Valley. Small businesses have been put in a really tough spot this year, and we're really proud to partner with Serenone to keep our customers safe and comfortable at home.
I think that's all anyone wants right now is to be comfortable at home.
For sure, which is why we're inviting you to visit any of our 9 locations today, and we'll find you the best lift chair, scooter, or one of our super comfortable electric beds for you or your loved one. For more information, visit us at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Thanks for shopping local.
Burgess Owens is running to represent us in Congress, but his record should make Utahns run in the other direction. Owens said he'd repeal our health care, throwing over 200,000 Utah residents off their health care, and ending health care protections for people with pre-existing conditions, like asthma or cancer. And while Utah families are still suffering from increased cancer rates due to decades of nuclear testing in Nevada, Owens called for restarting nuclear testing. That's right. Owens said he absolutely supported it. But that's not all. Owens has a decades-long history of bad judgment, filing for bankruptcy 6 times across multiple states and hundreds of thousands in unpaid taxes. The record is clear. Utah should run from Burgess Owens. Paid for by House Majority PAC, thehousemajoritypac.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. House Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Thanks for waking up with us. Maybe you're just joining us and you live in the Summit County area. A warning for some of you up there from Rocky Mountain Power that your power may be shut off to cut down on the wildfire risk. We're going to keep an eye on the chances of that for you throughout the morning.
17 days. That's how long one Utah man waited to get the results of his COVID-19 test. Carrie Leonard says when her son's test results came back from Test Utah, they were inconclusive.
I hope no one else ever has to go through this type of a wait for a test result.
She says her son then went to a clinic and got his negative test results back in about 24 hours.
I wish this evolution thing would have happened before I had to have my wisdom teeth pulled. Humans may be on the verge of losing wisdom teeth through evolution. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live to extract the story this morning. John?
Yeah, Tim, it's a new Australian study that's claiming that the age of microevolution is upon us. Now, what exactly is that? Well, most simply, it's evolution on a small scale within a single population. For the sake of this conversation, it means that the human face and mouth are changing.
As our faces are becoming a lot shorter, we don't have as much room for our teeth. And this is happening over time because we've learned to use fire, we've learned to process our foods a lot more.
Dr. Tegan Lucas says the fact that more babies are being born without wisdom teeth, in addition to a couple of other changes, means the human race may be evolving faster than it has at any point in the last 250 years. Live, John Mochak, KSL News Radio.
We're evolving, Tim.
Our faces are shorter. We don't need as many teeth, or we don't have as much room, I guess, as
That's
we used
so
to.
So interesting.
KSL News Time is now 6:09. Let's see how we're doing on the roads this morning, shall we? It's triple team traffic on a Wednesday morning, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. How are we doing, Mr. Farnsworth?
Well, Tim, we start off crash-free in Salt Lake County. A couple traffic troopers telling us about some malfunctioning traffic lights, 56th West, 1700 South. There is some backup as people have to treat that as a... I think that's only a three-way stop there. That probably is the only thing that's helping it a little bit. No big delay on 56 West so far this morning from West Valley all the way up to I-80 so far. Eric?
I-15 looks sharp in Utah County right now. No problems as you work your way north from Provo to Point of the Mountain. 20 minutes of drive time there. But we awake to another day of road closures out in Provo Canyon because of containment of the range fire. SR-92 still closed from US 189 up to Cascade Springs Drive. Heather.
We're looking great right now through Weber and Davis County. No accidents reported, no delays. So whether you hop on I-15, US 89, or Legacy Parkway, all of those will be moving at speed. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5% interest rate, fixed term, no fee certificates with interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com. Wasatchcredit.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And I think we've got another warm day in store, but let's find out with you, Kristen.
It's going to be a beautiful Wednesday and nice and warm, too. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures topping out in the mid-70s. Then tonight, mainly clear down to 41. By tomorrow, cold front brings in a big cool down. Expect partly cloudy skies and a high of only 53 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Clear skies greet you this morning and cool temperatures, 48 degrees.
Coming up in just a moment, this is interesting. The CDC is now saying that the number of people who died from COVID probably is not showing how many people actually died from COVID, that probably a lot more people did actually die. Interesting interview this morning on Good Morning America. We'll share that with you in just a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Just a couple of weeks ago, we had our carpets cleaned by Zero Res. We've been using only Zero Res for, I don't even know how many years now. Way back when, before we started using Zero Res, I remember distinctly having these, we had the like cream-colored carpets, I know, and we had the carpets cleaned by another company. And after they left, we had like a dingy line all around the baseboards.
We call that a scum line.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah.
And then when we started using Zero Res, I asked them, can you get rid of that dingy line all around the baseboards? And they said, no problem. In fact, they said, we get a lot of calls to come in and fix problems that are left by other companies. The stains will come up in the carpet if they're not cleaned, if they're not cleaned right. So they came in, they fixed that. In fact, they fixed another couple of stains that had come up in the carpet when this other company came and cleaned.
You mentioned the years your family has relied on Zero Res. That kind of happens naturally when you see the kind of job that they do with their powered water. No soaps, no shampoos, no harsh chemicals, so there's no scum lines like the one you were just talking about. Here's the other thing. Your carpets are going to dry faster. They're not going to be crunchy afterwards because you don't have that residue that's left after. And they're going to stay cleaner longer. All of those things are going to save you money.
They're just good people. And here's the price, too. Good people, good price. $33 per room cleaned. And right now, Zero Res will add a fourth room cleaned for free.
And that is the price. They aren't going to upsell you once they get in the house. Here's the number to call Zero Res, 801-288-9376. That spells out 288-Z-E-R-O.
Or search online, Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
Congressman John Curtis gets things done for Utah.
Since being elected, 7 bills signed by the president.
Instead of just talking about it, why don't we go out there and show them?
Ah, okay. Like passing the Small Business Access to Capital and Efficiency Act that helps local businesses grow. Or introducing the Rural Broadband Permitting Efficiency Act that expands high-speed internet access to all Utah's counties.
Don't forget about the Endangered Fish Recovery Program's Extension Act that protects our precious resources.
Right, but it's not just about what John has done, but what he's stopped. Introduced laws to suspend pay to Congress if the government shuts down. And voted over 20 times against irresponsible spending.
We got to go faster if we're going to fit it all in.
Okay, 177 town hall meetings held, rode 53 miles on a clean air bike tour, and passed the most sweeping public lands bill in decades.
I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message.
Because John Curtis gets things done for Utah.
Paid for by Curtis for Congress.
The holidays are right around the corner, and you're thinking, hey, it's time to lose those extra unwanted pounds that have kind of crept on during COVID. Well, for the entire month of October, Skinny Utah is offering buy one program and get a second one at half price. Grab your spouse or a friend and get ready to feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the next 40 days with Skinny Utah. Skinny Utah has 3 convenient offices in Draper, Orem, and Centerville. Everything is 100% natural. No drugs, no hormones, no prepackaged meals to buy, and customized for you specifically. You can choose an in-person consultation or a video call, whichever's easiest for you. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every client to help keep you safe. Visit SkinnyUtah.com to schedule your free consultation. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com.
Thanks for reaching out to us this morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That number, 57500. KSL News Time, 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Rocky Mountain Power warning some customers in Summit County that they may have blackouts today and tomorrow. There's a fire risk growing in that area. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, a state legislative panel is endorsing a proposal that would increase the penalties for repeat or extreme DUI offenders. Extreme DUIs are when drivers have a blood alcohol level of 0.16 or greater or multiple drugs in their system.
Third, a quick look at that drive brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Traffic all clear so far on the freeway. I-15 light traffic for the most part in between Provo and downtown. And filling in a little bit in the Davis County portion around Roy and Clearfield, but no slowdowns yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Much warmer today and then another big cool down. I'll have more in your forecast coming up.
And it's 48 degrees.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. While House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have signaled a willingness to negotiate when it comes to the next round of economic stimulus, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has told the White House not to make a deal with Democrats before the election. To Washington and ABC News senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega.
That's a conversation that reportedly happened behind closed doors. He's telling his Republican caucus that he's warned the White House not to go ahead with any kind of deal with Pelosi before the election. There's some fear there that there could be repercussions for these vulnerable senators who are up for re-election. They are up against the clock, and Pelosi says they need to have a deal worked out by the end of the week in order for this to happen. There are talks continuing today.
Meanwhile, McConnell says he's moving forward with smaller proposals in the Senate, but
I'm aware that discussions continue between the president and the speaker about a larger package. Obviously, if that were to come over, we'd have to consider it and would consider it.
President Trump barnstorms in battleground states this week, Pennsylvania Tuesday, North Carolina today. Rival Joe Biden off the trail preparing for tomorrow's debate, but his former boss is making a campaign appearance on his behalf. Former President Obama is set to hold an in-person drive-in car rally in Philadelphia. The campaign says he'll encourage people to have a plan to vote early. He's already taken to Twitter.
In times as polarized as these, your vote doesn't just matter. It matters more than ever before. And to change the game on any of the issues we care about, Joe Biden needs your vote.
In the Breonna Taylor case, killed in her apartment in a botched police raid, a grand juror now allowed to come forward after a judge's order, releasing a statement saying the panel was never given a chance to consider homicide charges. The Dodgers beat the Rays 8-3 in Game 1 of the World Series in Arlington, Texas. Game 2 is tonight. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. The CDC says there are likely thousands more deaths from COVID-19 than were ever counted because of a lack of testing.
Dean of the Brown University School of Public Health, Dr. Ashish Jha, was asked on Good Morning America about the CDC estimates and asked how COVID-19 compares to the flu.
We have known that there has been an undercount, that there have been more people who've gotten sick and died from this disease. This is, I think, the best estimate so far of what that toll might look like. 220,000, the official number, is bad enough. But this suggests that there were many, many more people who were infected and died of this disease. But we didn't have good testing, and so we couldn't really identify them as coronavirus patients.
The largest percentage increase among Latinos and young adults ages 25 to 44. And as you've been saying all along, everybody is at risk here.
Yeah, there are two parts of this that are really frustrating to me. I mean, one is that there was excess deaths across every racial ethnic group, but particularly, as you said, among Latinos and African Americans, and then particularly among young people. This is not a disease that spares anybody, and there has been this kind of drumbeat of, oh, it's only the elderly. First of all, that would be bad enough, but second, it's all of us.
And something else that you and other experts have been saying, that COVID is far deadlier than the flu, and this study backs that up, 5 times as deadly.
Yeah, absolutely, Robin. And again, you know, this is another area of misinformation. Flu is bad, and we know flu can kill people. It fills up hospitals. COVID is much, much deadlier. This is why we've had to take extraordinary measures to bring this under control, and we've got to stay at it and keep the virus under control.
That's Dr. Ashish Jha this morning on Good Morning America. We shared some of that with you here on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 6:19 now, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Andy?
Amanda, we're looking good as you travel on I-15 from Point of the Mountain to downtown Salt Lake City. Coming out of Tooele, I-80 all clear at this moment. And Bangor Highway, yet to see any significant delay yet in West Jordan or the two up by the 201 freeway. Eric?
I-80 looks good heading out to Park City this morning, but to the opposite direction, heading towards Park City from Colville, you've got a crash just before Wanship, and this car is over on the right shoulder, but we do see a slight amount of delays in that area. I-15 in Utah County, no problems there, northbound or southbound. Heather?
Things are looking pretty good overall through Weber and Davis County. No accidents reported, but I am seeing a fair amount of delay on 31st Street. This is heading west, away from I-15, all the way over toward about 30th West. I think that's construction in the area. Just be aware of that. But if you stay on I-15, you're going to have good speed southbound. Right now, you're 30 minutes from Ogden to Salt Lake City. Need new appliances? Visit Durden's Appliance on 5th South and Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. Try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. One more warm day in the 7-day forecast, and then, boy, things change. Here's Kristen.
Thanks, guys. We have a beautiful day today. Lots of sunshine, nice and warm. And then the big temperature drop starts tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies and a high of 53. By Friday, temperatures in the upper 50s with partly cloudy skies. And a storm system this weekend will bring temperatures in the 50s Saturday. But by Sunday, we'll have highs only in the 40s. We'll have a lot of cloud cover around, mountain snow, and overnight lows down to the freezing mark by Monday morning. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, 48 downtown.
We're on the phone with Jake Runyon from Magellan HCM, Human Capital Management. Jake, it's insurance time. We're talking medical insurance here and the carriers. You know, if you've shopped before and everything was great, why should we be shopping again this year?
That's a great question. You know, insurance carriers have always had different appetites for different markets and give different pricing based on those appetites. COVID-19 has impacted those appetites more this year than we've seen in the past 20 years. If there was ever a time to get carriers competing for your business, it really is this year, but time is running out. If you renew your employee benefits on January 1, like so many employers do, you need to be actively shopping your plan over the next month. If not, you'll simply run out of time.
Okay, so Jake, if I like my current insurance carrier, why should I be shopping this year?
Yeah, and it's awesome that you love your insurance carrier because Utah has top-notch carriers. The fact that you love your insurance carrier shouldn't deter you from seeing what else is available to you. Many times, your current insurance carrier will consider matching a competitor's pricing simply if you present it to them, saving you and your employees money. There really is nothing to be lost by shopping your employee benefits plan with multiple carriers.
So, Jake, the company you're working with, do you require them to make, you know, you their broker?
Nope, absolutely not. We understand that companies have longstanding loyalty to their current broker, and we not only appreciate that loyalty, but we commend it.
So, Jake, how do we get a hold of you if we want to go shopping for insurance?
Really easy. You can go to our website at shopmyplan.com or text insurance at 57500.
That's shopmyplan.com. The number again?
57500.
Shop your employees' insurance today. Get a hold of Magellan HCM. Just text insurance to 57500.
Begin your RV adventure during the bid or buy sale at General RV and Draper. For a limited time only, bid on the motorhome, trailer, or fifth wheel of your dreams, or buy at already reduced buy it now pricing. Either way, you'll save thousands. Shop safely on our massive lot, or let our internet sales team help you shop from home. We've brought in hundreds of new RVs for this once a year event. Make your offer and take home a new RV for less when you bid or buy at General RV in Draper off I-15 at the Point of the Mountain.
Did you know that there are 6 deputy mayors in Salt Lake County, many of which are making hundreds of thousands every year? Meanwhile, the county just increased your taxes by 8%, and the Salt Lake County budget has increased by over 50% in 5 years. It's larger than Clark County, home to Las Vegas, despite having half their population. That money needs to be invested in our communities. I've cut taxes as a city mayor while improving services. It can be done. I'm Trent Staggs, and I'm running to be your Salt Lake County mayor.
Paid for by Staggs for mayor.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. FedEx has teamed up with a company called Happy Returns to make returning items easier over the holidays. FedEx stores will create return bars where you print a QR code at home. Then you drop off the item at the return bar and it doesn't even have to be in a shipping box.
Nice. KSL Drives GM has unveiled the new Hummer EV. It's an electric truck that comes with 1,000 horsepower and could go from 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds. The cost? $112,000.
If you currently work from home and your kids keep interrupting online meetings, you are not alone. A report in People magazine says the average kid has interrupted their parents during 25 work meetings per week over the past few months. What I want to know is how many parents have interrupted kids during school meetings?
I don't know.
I bet a bunch.
But I wonder how the survey was done. The Dow Jones Industrial still down, but only 14 points. And boy, the S&P is only off, well, about less than half a point. The NASDAQ is down this hour by 14.
Coming up next, if you're headed out the door, we will take a look at the commute, traffic, and weather next on KSL News Radio.
We know Ben McAdams voted with Nancy Pelosi's liberal agenda 85% of the time. And when McAdams was tasked with serving on a commission to investigate religious persecution, helping men and women of faith who were being tortured by a communist regime, Ben McAdams' own lawyers admitted he skipped key meetings. He didn't even show up. McAdams sides with Nancy Pelosi and the liberals in Congress. He's too weak to stand up to China. And now he's supporting Joe Biden, who plans to raise taxes by $4 trillion. But that's not surprising, because when McAdams was mayor, he approved increasing property taxes annually by $9.4 million. Ben McAdams, falling in line with Pelosi, too weak to stand up to China, and a proven record of raising our taxes. We can't risk or afford Ben McAdams in Congress. Paid for by Congressional Leadership Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.congressionalleadershipfund.org. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
The world we live in right now is surreal. And as we all figure out how to navigate the upcoming weeks, Associated Mortgage wants you to know that they're here for you. Lending is continuing and mortgage rates are flirting with historic lows. So now's an amazing time to refinance. Associated Mortgage has refinancing programs to lower your payment and drop PMI. Refinance and get funds for your home improvement project or consolidate debt. If you're ready to refinance and you've been quoted a rate higher than 2.375%, then call Associated Mortgage right now. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state, with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.375%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999. 2.625% APR based on 30-year conventional fixed rate loan, $280,000 OAC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
The final presidential debate is Thursday at 7.
We've got the most energy in the history of politics.
As my coach used to say in college, it's go time.
Special coverage on Utah's morning news and throughout the day. Listen 3, 4, 5 times a day to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
6:29, it's Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Traffic on I-15 continues to roll through the speed limit from Draper to downtown. We've got a little bit of busier traffic starting to appear now on Bangor at the 21st South Freeway. And some malfunctioning traffic lights reported 17th South and 56th West. If they're still malfunctioning, they're not causing any delay right now. Eric?
I-15 looks good in Utah County. You're at normal speeds from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, 24 minutes on the northbound side there. I-80 is in good shape heading out to Park City, but coming into the Park City area on the westbound side from Colville, you've got a crash right before Winship that is over on the right shoulder, causing a slight amount of delays. Heather?
We're looking pretty good still through Weber and Davis County. Traffic is filling in, though. You're going to see some thicker traffic patterns southbound I-15 between Layton, Kaysville, and Farmington. And we have a lot of congestion right now on 31st Street as you head west away from I-15 and head toward 1900 West. This year has had enough surprises. Make sure your furnace isn't one of them. Have it inspected by a licensed contractor, ensuring it runs safely and efficiently all winter. A message from Dominion Energy. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And what about those temperatures for today? Back to you, Kristen.
Today is going to be beautiful. Expect decent air quality and temperatures up to 74 degrees. Then tonight, we'll have mainly clear skies, temps falling quickly down to 41 degrees. By Thursday, expect a big change, partly cloudy skies and highs only in the low to mid 50s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
It is 48 degrees.
Crash on I-80 way out past Park City. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, a Lehigh man is accused of tricking young men into invasive and fake medical examinations.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, he's being accused of coaxing those three young men into believing that he needed practice giving them physicals. Charging documents indicate that 72-year-old Leonard Lotion met two of the men while they were serving as missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. One alleged incident happened a couple years back while he was serving a mission in Texas, although the alleged abuse continued later on in Sandy and in Brigham City. According to charging documents, when interviewed by Sandy police, Lotion said that he lied to the boys, he took advantage of them, and that he did perform the procedures. He's now being charged in 3rd District Court with multiple sexual assault felonies. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Residents in Summit County being told they may have their power shut off because of a wildfire. Spokesperson Spencer Hall says they're worried about the risk from the Fire Canyon fire.
Probably won't happen, but we want people to be prepared in the event that we do. This is all to protect the community.
The warning applies to about 2,000 residents of the Sundance and Summit Park communities. The power company is asking everyone to make sure their emergency contact information is up to date just in case they need to get a hold of you.
Parents of students in the Salt Lake City School District are voicing their opinions after the discovery of emails and text messages that appear to have violated the state's open meeting laws.
And I think that you can basically decide to pivot and try to get your own personal agenda items out of the way.
After the school board voted to return to school using only virtual classes, a parent filed a public records request and got back 200 pages of messages that include profanity, appear to be unprofessional, and discussions that appear to leave out some board members.
A man is accused of opening a new restaurant with stolen equipment from another Davis County kitchen. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the details. Mary.
Tim, court documents say Rodrigo Yesquez Gonzalez was a manager at the Davis Conference Center, and he told employees to remove kitchen equipment from that building to move it to a new restaurant in Murray. Things like a cold prep fridge, a grill, a mixer, espresso machine, pizza oven, ice machine, and more, all valued at more than $60,000, and they were installed and being used. The Deseret News says Yeskus told one employee to clock in at the conference center in Layton, then drive to the Murray restaurant and work there. He's facing felony charges. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
President Trump has kept a previously undisclosed bank account in China.
ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on the revelation from tax documents obtained by the New York Times.
Between 2013 and 2015, the New York Times reports an account controlled by one of President Trump's corporate entities paid nearly $200,000 in Chinese taxes as the president's business pursued hotel deals in Asia. That sum is more than the president has reportedly paid to the U.S. Treasury. The Trump Organization told the paper the Chinese account remains open but is dormant. Word of the account's existence comes as the president and his allies have criticized Joe Biden over his son's potential ties to Chinese businesses. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Meanwhile, President Trump tonight will rally supporters in North Carolina, where the most recent poll shows a dead heat between him and Joe Biden. Joe Biden is off the campaign trail today to prepare for tomorrow's debate, but his running mate, Kamala Harris, will head to North Carolina for campaign events today.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are signaling a willingness to negotiate over another round of economic stimulus. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has told the White House not to make a deal with Democrats before the election.
That's a conversation that reportedly happened behind closed doors. He's telling his Republican caucus that he's warned the White House not to go ahead with any kind of deal with Pelosi before the election. There's some fear there that there could be repercussions for these vulnerable senators who are up for re-election. They are up against the clock, and Pelosi says they need to have a deal worked out by the end of the week in order for this to happen. There are talks continuing today.
ABC's Cecilia Vega reporting.
KSL weather with Kristen Van Dyke. You can probably get away with a t-shirt today, but tomorrow you're going to want to have a sweater or jacket ready as the first of two storm systems moves in.
This weekend, the storm system moves in to bring in the potential for some mountain showers. Slight chance for some valley showers potentially Saturday night into Sunday, but what you'll really notice is the dramatic cool down. We'll go from highs today in the 70s back to the 50s for the end of the week, and then this weekend on Sunday, highs only in the low to mid 40s.
Kristen says Sunday night into Monday, we can expect a widespread freeze along the Wasatch Front.
Coming up on KSL, successfully shooting a primetime sitcom in the middle of a pandemic.
And triple team traffic.
Traffic on I-15 looking good right now. Crash on westbound I-80 out near Wanship might be slowing people in the right lane. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:35.
Think you know the story? Think again.
The vast majority of the cases in the Supreme Court are decided 9-0.
That is not division.
Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson. Inside Sources, 11 till 12. On KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We're chatting with Dr. Bill Simakoski from Utah Stem Cells Joint Treatment and Wellness Center, or as it's known, Utah Stem Cells. Doctor, we've talked about this quite a bit, but what's involved with the procedure? How much downtime? Is there pain? There's a lot of questions there.
Great question. So we do the procedure in the office. There's actually not a lot of downtime, and there's not a lot of pain. First, we do a blood draw, a simple blood draw in the office. And when we take your whole blood, we have a special centrifuge process by which we spin it down and get the platelet-rich portion. We call that PRP, platelet-rich plasma. And with that, we're going to mix that with stem cells. Stem cells I get from a donor mother's placenta and umbilical cord when she's giving birth by C-section. So we're not using embryonic stem cells. Those aren't legal in the United States because of the ethical concerns of how they're derived. And that kind of slowed down the progress of stem cell therapies and the evolution of the science because of the controversy that existed back in the 1980s of where we got the stem cells. But now that we can use umbilical cord and placental stem cells, and many people are having births, live, healthy births here in Utah, we can now place those directly into the individual. And what is the benefits of that? Well, these are much stronger, more potent, more immature, very close in nature and property to the embryonic stem cells, but you don't have to fly to another country to get this done. We can do that here in this country because it's legal. And these stem cells are much more potent than your adult-aged stem cells. And that's why we get a much better result. Now we're delivering them precisely where they're needed, and you're getting thousands of times more stem cells and thousands of times more platelets. The platelets have the growth and healing factors that help the stem cells achieve their goal.
Doctor, tell us about the special you have going on now.
Anybody that calls in the next 24 hours will get $300 off their stem cell procedure. Consultations are always free, so I implore you to check out my website, utahstemcells.com, where you can get more information and then schedule your free appointment.
KSL News Time now, 6:38. Blackish returns on ABC tonight with its new season. Star Jennifer Lewis says she was very nervous about going back to work over the summer during the middle of the pandemic.
Absolutely. I had a full-out anxiety attack. I got back in the car. I went for a fitting. I didn't want to touch the clothes. I didn't want to go into the building. They had to bring the tent outside. I hadn't been out of the house. I had completely quarantined. I think I went out of quarantine once to go to the doctor.
But their COVID-19 plan worked on the Blackish set, which reported no positive cases.
Well, it looks like the Washington football team will keep that temporary name for at least one more season. Team president Jason Wright told a Washington, D.C. area TV station yesterday that there's a pretty good chance the name will stay next season. He says it's a long process to secure the rights to a nickname, and they won't be ready in time for next season. Washington is going without a nickname after dropping the Redskins name after years of criticism.
Well, that Los Angeles team, the Dodgers, take game one of the World Series, thanks in part to another big home run from Cody Bellinger.
Well hit, on its way, gone, a home run. Cody Bellinger picking up where he left off.
I guess that shoulder wasn't hurt too badly from the celebration after the last game. The Dodgers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 8-3, game two set for tonight.
6:39, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And back to you, Andy.
Right now, watching I-15, it's not bad through Salt Lake County. The volume's increasing more on the city streets, starting to see 56 West backing up between Parkway Boulevard and the 21st South Freeway. Traffic on I-80 out of Tooele is okay. SR-36 just starting to fill in a little bit in Lake Point. Eric?
Northbound I-15 in Utah County is rolling along just fine. 22 minutes from Springville, northbound to Point of the Mountain. If you're over on State Street in Orem, there's a little bit of northbound congestion arriving at the 800 North intersection, but that's a pretty small amount of delays overall. Heather?
Traffic filling in on both I-15 and US 89, mostly through the Davis County area of Layton, Kaysville, Fruit Heights. But we also have congestion now on 5600 South in Roy. This is all heading eastbound toward I-15 and Hill Air Force Base. But other than that, there's no accidents reported, so you're going to have a pretty good drive. Great Theater will return to Salt Lake City in 2021. Discover your ticket to feel at pioneertheater.org/ticket to feel. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's go to Kristen Van Dyke now. She's in the Weather Center.
It's going to be beautiful today, but expect big changes by tomorrow. So enjoy mostly sunny skies and 74 this afternoon, down to 41 tonight. And then for your Thursday, clouds increase. We'll keep it dry, but highs drop by 15 to 20 degrees, only going up to 53 for a high. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Still holding on to that 48 degrees.
Coming up in a moment, we'll get an in-depth report from Cecilia Vega. She is following the presidential campaign. President Trump is on the road, and former Vice President Joe Biden is prepping for the debate, the final debate, tomorrow night. So we'll get an in-depth on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for riding along. Tim and Amanda here this morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is Ben McAdams. I believe there is nothing we can't accomplish if we work together. Nothing can defeat us. No terrorist attack. No natural disaster. No virus. If we put our differences aside, bring people together, and act responsibly to rebuild our economy and our trust in each other, we can cover more people, reduce the cost of prescription drugs, and make healthcare more affordable. We can protect Social Security and Medicare today and for future generations. We can reduce the cost of college and make job training more available. We can get help to those that need it during this pandemic, not just the powerful and politically connected. Anything is possible if we're willing to make the tough decisions and work together. I'm Ben McAdams, candidate for Congress. I sponsored and paid for this message because we've got to do better. Put people before party and principle above politics.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a foul bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I had somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Have you been trying to finish your basement, but you can't get an electrician to call you back? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and being your own contractor is hard. It can be frustrating trying to set up a time to meet with subs, get them to send you bids, get a hold of them to answer your questions. It can even be difficult trying to get them to come back and do the work. Trust me, I've been there. Here's the good news. Any Hour Services has an entire electrical install department, and they're a great resource to do the electrical part of finishing your basement. Once your basement's framed, call and schedule a time to meet with one of our electricians. Let them know what you need done, and most of the time, they'll be able to give you a price right then and there. The visit's free, and if you mention this radio ad, they'll give you $150 off each room you have on wire. So if you have two bedrooms, a bathroom, and a living room, that'd be four rooms, and you could save $600, money you could probably spend on the other parts of finishing your basement. For more details or to schedule an appointment, you can message us on Facebook, DM us on Instagram, or call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300, Any Hour Services. Or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
We were getting complaints from our listeners that it's taking Salt Lake City police officers far too long to get to your calls for help. So we looked into it. An hour and 16 minutes. We're going to tell you what else we uncovered today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Rocky Mountain Power says weather conditions could force them to cut power service in and around Sundance and Summit Park because of the risk of wildfires.
Second, firefighters are getting the upper hand on the Fire Canyon fire in Summit County. That fire is now 70% contained. It's burned nearly 1,500 acres.
Third, let's get a look at those roads for those of you making your way in. It's brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Got an injury crash in Murray, 45th South, 5th West. It's starting to affect eastbound and southbound traffic at that intersection near I-15 in Murray. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Much warmer today and then another big cool down. I'll have more in your forecast coming up.
And right now, 48 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Talks between Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expected to resume today for a $1 trillion-plus coronavirus stimulus package. But Republicans in the Senate saying it's too expensive, and Leader Mitch McConnell reportedly warning the White House not to advance a bill before Election Day. President Trump walking out of a 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl at the White House on Tuesday. He's fuming about it on Twitter and now threatening to release it before it airs this weekend. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. President Trump is on a campaign trail blitz in battleground states while former Vice President Joe Biden is at home preparing for the final presidential debate.
ABC's Cecilia Vega has more.
Overnight, President Trump in the battleground of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, you got to get out and vote. You know, if we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing.
It's a state he won by less than 1% in 2016, and one he needs to win again, even though this time around he made the visit begrudgingly.
You know, before the plague came in, I had it made. I wasn't coming to Erie. I mean, I have to be honest, there's no way I was coming. I didn't have to.
The president had hoped to have the First Lady with him in her first public appearance since contracting the coronavirus. But the morning of the scheduled trip, she canceled, citing an abundance of caution and a lingering cough. Now the president on a solo blitz to the finish, four battleground states, sometimes two stops a day, hitting Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina all between Sunday and tomorrow's debate. For his rival Joe Biden, just one stop in North Carolina. While Biden is off the trail preparing for the final face-to-face showdown, his running mate Kamala Harris in the battleground of Wisconsin calling on supporters to vote early.
Some people are trying to suggest that your vote won't matter. No, what they understand is that when you vote, You have power.
And his most powerful surrogate of all, former President Barack Obama, tweeting out a video with an urgent message for young voters ahead of his first trip out on the campaign trail later today.
In times as polarized as these, your vote doesn't just matter. It matters more than ever before. Joe Biden needs your vote. I know Joe better than almost anybody. I trust him to be a great president.
Earlier at the White House, President Trump asked what he would do differently if he had a do-over on his handling of the coronavirus, which has so far killed more than 220,000 Americans. His answer?
Not much. Look, it's all over the world. You have a lot of great leaders. There are a lot of smart people. It's all over the world. It came out of China. China should have stopped it.
You wonder how much a difference the last 2 weeks will make, how much difference the debate tomorrow night will make, or the campaigning blitz going on right now that the president is doing. You just never know what affects someone's vote in these last couple of weeks.
There are some question marks that have been raised, and some Democratic senators on CNN last night were talking about the fact that they're a little nervous about Joe Biden not being on the campaign trail right now. Mm-hmm. He had no event Saturday, one event Sunday, and none this week.
And you wonder how much does that affect the ultimate vote.
Yeah.
You wonder. I'm not an expert in making that decision about how much being at, or does being on TV constantly in these states, or does working on the how it goes over on the actual debate tomorrow, does that make more of a difference? I don't know.
Yeah. And the impact is different for each individual and in each individual market, for sure.
Right. And with so many people having voted already.
Yeah.
So many more than did the last time.
We're going to keep an eye on those votes, of course, as we lead up to Election Day, and always remind everybody that we likely are not going to have results for you the following morning, certainly not election night. And it's going to be one of those moments for everybody really just to take a deep breath and realize, you know, well, when things are counted properly, we'll have answers. And we're just going to have to be patient this go round
exactly.
In 2020. One of the many things we keep saying, patience, everyone, on many levels. It is 6:49. Let's get that look at Triple Team traffic this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. For that, we go to Andy Farnsworth.
And Tim, right now watching I-15 slow a bit now in 33rd South up to I-80. We've got an injury crash in Murray on 45th South at 5th West, affecting all directions at that intersection. I am seeing some westbound lanes blocked, as well as some eastbound slowdowns coming up on the intersection. Traffic on the Bangor Highway out on the west side of the valley is backed up already from Parkway Boulevard all the way up to the 201 freeway. Eric?
I-80 looks good from Sugar House all the way out to Park City, but if you're westbound heading from Colville down towards the Park City area just before Wanship, you've got a crash that's blocking the right lane, causing a slight amount of slowdowns there. I-15 Utah County, no problems northbound or southbound. Heather?
We have some thicker traffic patterns now southbound I-15 between Clearfield and Kaysville, and US 89 starting to fill in just a little bit as well, some of those larger intersections. But you have pretty good speeds overall on both those roadways, as well as Legacy Parkway and the West Side Belt if you're heading to the airport. Need new appliances? Visit Durden's Appliance on 5th South and Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. Try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's head back over for the 7-day forecast to our friend Kristen. It's brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Thanks, guys. Lots of changes in the 7-day forecast, so enjoy today. 74 degrees, lots of sunshine. By tomorrow, temperatures drop, but we'll keep it dry, partly cloudy, and 53. Up to 59 Friday, not too bad there. And then by the weekend, a storm system approaches, bringing cloudy skies. Chance for showers Saturday night into Sunday, and then highs by Sunday, only in the 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Let me see what it is right now. Downtown, 48 degrees.
Well, I don't know about you, but for me, when I think about a Honda, I think of several things. Quality, first of all, reliability, but something we have always been conscious of at our house is the high resale value that these vehicles have from Honda, all of their models, by the way. And when you can get that car, that dream car of yours, off the Honda lot at a low price, maybe lower than you've ever seen before, you start on the right side of that vehicle as far as value goes. You can take advantage right now of year-end savings on virtually the entire lineup of 2020 Hondas, including that beautiful Passport. And it has so many things to like. We've talked about the power and the roomy cargo space, you know, so you can bring all the toys when you're going to go play in the outdoors. But things like the hands-free power tailgate, they think of these things because they know you're going to be taking a lot of gear with you. And this tailgate supports 165 pounds of gear. 20-inch wheels because they know you want to look good while you're getting there. Wireless phone charging. They really have thought of everything in this lovely Passport.
When I was looking online at the prices, you know, you're talking about year-end savings. At the prices of these cars, I mean, I'm an Accord girl because I love the Honda Accord, but I've been checking out the brand new Civic thanks to Joey Burns up at Ken Garf Riverdale. I could not believe how good these prices were. And I know it's year-end savings because if you've looked at other times, you would see a higher price. But right now, if you're checking out the Civic, which is just the sportiest Honda, it is fun to drive, and it's got all of the goodies that the Hondas have and more because you can get it in turbocharge. And it's fun. It feels like a sports car sometimes. I mean, it's just – and it's beautiful, and you feel beautiful in it. And it's got the safety features, too. So if you're a parent getting one for your kids, you got to check out that Honda Civic.
Yeah, and don't miss out on these year-end savings. Right now, the more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. In the New York headquarters of one of the 50 largest companies in the world, the employees know the peril of riding up and down on the elevator. Eventually, you'll ride with the CEO. He's going to the top, all the way up, and he'll be asking the same question. Not how's it going, or the weather, or the sports. He asked, read any good books lately? Now, no is the wrong answer. Yes, and a good book suggestion is the right answer. This CEO often credits his latest good read to an employee. It also sends a powerful cultural message about the value of knowledge well presented. Learn more about great leadership in an online MBA program at Utah State University. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. That's HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Here's what we have in Utah. An attorney general firm in conviction. Someone tough, who doesn't back down from the big fights, who leads when others won't. Sean Reyes is standing shoulder to shoulder with the men and women of law enforcement, fighting any attempt to defund the police. And Sean Reyes is endorsed by the Utah Fraternal Order of Police, who called him, quote, a well-known vocal advocate for cops and their families. Sean Reyes is working to stop burdensome job-killing regulations to jumpstart the economy, working tirelessly with Utah job creators to expand opportunities for Utahns. Sean Reyes is a leader and international voice in the fight against human trafficking. Just last year, he prosecuted a politician in a three-state adoption fraud scheme. Here in Utah, we have Attorney General Sean Reyes, and he's working tirelessly to keep us safe.
Paid for by RAGA Utah PAC. Authorized by Friends of Sean Reyes.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Amazon's going to let corporate employees know they can continue working from home until the end of June. The company says they will continue to prioritize the health of their employees.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The Dow futures up 13, the S&P futures up 4, and the Nasdaq futures up 11.7.
Traffic and weather together when we come back.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
Join Sound Sleep Medical today on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. The first 25 callers will receive a free sleep consultation and be entered to win a prize. Or visit SoundSleepMedical.com for more information.
As our nation battles a pandemic and economic downturn, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Utah is fighting for your voice to be heard. From preventing cuts to Social Security to protecting Medicare, to lowering prescription drug prices, you deserve to cast your vote on the issues that matter to you, and AARP Utah is here to help. We want to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans, from working parents to family caregivers to seniors in nursing homes, can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about how AARP Utah is fighting to protect voters 50 and over and how to make your voice heard this November, visit aarp.org/Utah votes. That's aarp.org/Utah votes. Paid for by AARP.
Time this morning for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need with Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Neighborhood House is a 126-year-old nonprofit in Salt Lake City that provides daycare for children 15 months old to 12 years old and supervised activities for adults 18 and older that need constant care during the day. They provide a wide range of programs, including youth summer programs, preschool, adult daycare, and support services, all offered on a sliding fee scale to meet families where they are. Each year, they provide more than 55,000 days of care and serve more than 100,000 nutritious meals to more than 500 children and adults. Since 1894, Neighborhood House has been committed to helping hardworking, low-income families maintain stable employment and achieve self-sufficiency by providing access to quality, affordable care for their loved ones. Their vision is for everyone to get access to the resources and opportunities they need to create successful, happy, and healthy families. To donate or to learn more, visit nhutah.org. That's nhutah.org. Select Health recognizes the family support provided by Neighborhood House as another example of how Utah Gives Back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
659, Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Andy?
Well, we've got a couple of crashes on the west side of the valley. First of all, 45th South and 5th West in Murray, just off I-15. There's westbound delays exiting the freeway and heading out past the Lowe's to go towards Taylorsville. We've also got north and southbound delay at the intersection, although it looks like only southbound and westbound lanes are blocked. And then just hearing from a texter that a pretty bad crash happened on Parkway Boulevard just west of Bangor Highway. We've already got delays on Bangor, though, that go from Parkway Boulevard all the way to the 201 freeway. Eric?
I-15 looks good. On the other hand, if you're heading north from Point of the Mountain through Draper and Sandy all the way to downtown and down Utah County, no problems on the freeway northbound or southbound. Heather?
Not a lot of problems up north. Traffic is filling in, so you'll see some heavier patches of traffic southbound I-15 through Layton and also on US 89. Experience Altitude, a higher level of customer service with personalized financial guidance to help your business grow. Now at Alta Bank.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.